brings us to the time to talk to Shona Sani, the team nutrition leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, and today talking about diet and mental health. Shona Sani, good morning on this very, very chilly Tuesday.
Morning, Wayne, and morning to the listeners. It is very chilly and cold this side as well.
Yeah, I think winter, we've been waiting for winter. I think winter has finally joined us. But getting into the topic for today, diet and mental health. What is the link between diet and mental health?
Thank you for a good question. I'm sure most of us were not really aware that the diet plays a big role when it comes to our mental health. The reason for this is because the gastrointestinal system, or which also called the gut, it's closely connected to the brains, with millions of living microbes responsible, such as synthesizing neurotransmitters that regulate sleep, pain, appetite, mood, and emotion. So this interesting network of interaction is known as the gut-brain connection or gut-brain axis. So how does the connection happen between the brain and the diet is that the brain works 24 hours a day without a break. So even though we are sleeping, the brain, it is still working, which means that it will need fuel to keep working for that 24 hours. So the food that we eat, it then influences the health of a gut microbial column, which in turn affect our brain, mental, and also emotional health. So eating high-quality food that contain lots of vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, they will nourish the brain, and also they will protect it from oxidative stress that can damage cells. While eating food that are not of high quality, the poor quality, like high sugar food, high salty food, or high fat, it will then affect the brain with regards to the connectivity between the gut and the brain, and also the brain won't function at its best because it's not being provided with a good quality fuel.
Okay, right. Well, that makes sense. Now, which habits can harm your mental health?
I think I've already did pass through the answers, but I can just also highlight some. The first one, as I've mentioned, is the ultra-processed food, which are high in calories, salt, added sugar, saturated fat. They are linked to anxiety, depression, and stress. So consuming this food, they will then exacerbate the symptoms of mental health diseases. And also food that are refined sugars, they are also harmful to the brain because they also put you at risk of having mood disorders such as depression, because you'll find that sometimes you feel so high, energetic, because you just eat the food that are high in sugar.
Okay.
But after some time, the sugar will drop, then you feel a little bit disorientated, not energetic, and also dizzy. So that's why it's important to rather eat a food that are complex sugar rather than simple sugars. The other thing when you eat food that are high in sugar is that you also worsen the body regulation of insulin, which means that you're also putting yourself at risk of getting diabetes mellitus, or even putting yourself at risk of getting a cardiovascular disease like heart failure, stroke, and also it promotes inflammation and oxidative stress. The other thing that's linked to harming your mental health is alcohol consumption. It's also linked to mental health because drinking alcohol or the use of tobacco, it affects the communication pathway between the gut and the brain. And also, it can worsen the symptoms of mental health. The other thing is irregular meal times, because imagine the body gets used to, if you have like a consistency eating times, it gets used to the way you fuel your body as well as your brain. At the moment you start having irregular meal times, it will also confuse the brain with regards to how am I supposed to act, how am I supposed to communicate with the body. And also the other thing, it will also affect your productivity level as well as your sleeping patterns, which will end up being less productivity because you probably might have skipped your breakfast, which means you won't be sustainable the whole morning because you won't be having energy to do the work that you're supposed to do. Other thing also, caffeine consumption and also a lack of sleep, which can also affect the gut health as well as lead to poor mental health.
Well, that all makes sense. Now, Shonisani, can you share some simple diet tips that will support your mental health?
Yes. With regards to the diet tips that can affect your mental health, is that we need to focus on eating a variety of food that will provide a healthy nutrient rather than focusing on consuming one. Some of the most notable linked nutrients with mental health, it includes omega-3 fatty acids, folate, iron, magnesium, zinc, B, vitamin A, and C. So with regards to some of the studies is that they found that the use of omega-3, it has led to high hemoglobin oxygen saturation and total hemoglobin concentration, which will then improve blood circulation in the brain. The other thing that we can do is also to have a diet that includes pre and probiotics, because this helps to maintain a balance in the gut, which will then play a crucial role in the body's response to stress and depression. So people can find prebiotics or probiotics food in such as like vegetable, fruits, grains, or as well as fermented food. The other thing that we can do is also to eat a variety of fruits and vegetables, because studies have found that eating more vegetables and fruits is associated with high levels of optimism and self-efficacy, as there is less worry, lower tension, and a greater life satisfaction. So a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains and legumes, and low in red and processed meat is associated with 10% lower odds to depressive symptoms. And then, as I mentioned, alcohol, we need to stop or avoid using alcohol, as I mentioned, because alcohol, it inhibits the communications pathway in the brain. So stopping alcohol will improve the communication of the gut to the brain communication, and also will reduce your risk of getting a cardiovascular disease. We also limit our caffeine intake. The other thing that's also very important, that sometimes even though we're eating healthy, we kind of like forget, it's sharing meals with our loved ones. Because remember, when we share meals with our loved one, we get to relax, we get to sit down, we get to share jokes, which means we'll end up laughing, which then relieve the stress that we are having.
Okay.
And also for people that are taking medication, it's also important to communicate with your doctors, your dietitian, your nurses about it before you can take over-the-counter medication, because some of the medication, they do interact with certain nutrients. So they might have decreased absorption if you're taking it with certain nutrients, which means communicating with a healthcare professional, they will then advise you this medication needs to be taken at what time and which kind of food shouldn't eat at this time, so that you can reduce the interaction and also will improve the absorption of that medication and also the absorption of that nutrients from the food.
Okay, well that makes sense as well. And Shonisani, how to implement dietary changes to support mental health? Obviously, you sort of need to sit down and work out a process.
Yes, it is a process. The first thing that we need to do when we implement these dietary changes is that we need to go easy on ourselves, because change takes time and it is a process. So be patient will help us so that we don't become too hard on ourselves. The second thing that we need to do is to eat mindful. So it is one of the most powerful steps that you can take towards eating for your mental health, because you will pay attention to how various food and beverages affect the way you feel. So if you're wondering whether or not certain food could be influencing mental health, you can try to eliminate them from your diet to see if there is any way or if there is any changes with regards to how you feel. Then slowly you then reintroduce those foods and observing if there is any change with regards to how you feel. And if you see that the food is not making you feel good, you are probably reacting to it, then you can stop eating it. The other thing that we need to do is also to start small. So in the beginning, put one small solution to kind of like work on it, because if you do that, you will then succeed, because putting a bigger change first, the possibility is that you might not do it, you'll end up failing, which will make you not to be able to start implementing dietary changes that support mental health. For example, instead of eating, maybe like if you have never eaten fruits or vegetable maybe throughout the day, You can't start by eating three fruits in a day. You then need to start, for example, eating one fruit at a time. Then as you get used to eating one fruit, you can increase to two, to three, to four, to five. The other thing that we can do is also to swap foods. As I've mentioned, that there are foods that affect your mental health, like sugar foods, salt, and saturated. So we can swap those foods with the foods that are good for health. Like, for example, you can swap eating dried fruits and juices with whole fruits, because that will provide you with vitamins, minerals, and also macronutrients that you need that will improve your mental health. The other most important thing, the last, is that we need to monitor our progress, because documenting progress by generalizing or using a checklist to track the food and also your mental status, it will help you to know where you need to improve.
Right, right. That makes sense. And Shonisani, the Heart and Stroke Foundation has got a lot of material available to the public, and you've got helplines. How can one get in touch with you?
They can go to our website at the www.heartfoundation.co.za, and also they can like our social media pages. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. But if also after checking out our website, they feel like they still need someone to talk to, they can call us on our chat line at 021-422-1586.
Great. Shonisani, thank you very, very much. Have a great week, and we'll chat again next week, Tuesday.
Thank you so much, Wayne, and have a great week too. And thank you to the listeners for listening.
Thank you very much. That's Shonisani Nepalama, the nutrition leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, talking to us today about the link between diet and mental health. And this will be on our website later today as well, and on the channels of the Heart and Stroke Foundation.